fixated on this last night. I could not tune away. You're hearing the machine gun fire from various sources. I guess now, latest I heard, some of each side, the pro and anti-government people, have gotten their hands on some weapons. On some fun.
Oh, boy.
On some fun. So so it's not just rock throwing.
Oh, boy.
Now they're rat-a-tat-tat, gatty-gat-gat at each other.
Which brings the numbers down.
Yeah,
that separates the men from the boys.
Men from the boys. You know,
it's fun to have a little, like, protest if you're a young go-getter.
Yeah.
But then you see those fucking guns coming out. You're like, you know what? I'm going to go look for pussy.
Think of it in terms of when you were a kid. Over your rear fence, the back fence of your house, maybe you had a neighbor with some kids your own age that maybe you didn't like very much. And you would start what is called a dirt bomb fight, where you would pick up dirt that was clumped up and hardened and throw it. And when it would hit, it would just go kind of poof.
Why are you explaining that to me?
I know. Some people might understand might not understand what a dirt bomb, because they called them dirt clods, some people.
Did you have moss fields, which made the best dirt bombs? We were lucky enough to have moss, so then you're kind of ripping the moss, and it would be a nice clump of dirt under the moss.
Here's what I had. We had had a pool put in, above the ground pool, and they had leveled the ground
and made
a pile of dirt.
About, right.
So that was left in the sun to dry. Some of the greatest weapons. I was like fucking the United States with my weaponry. But here's the deal. Everyone was in. You were in. All my friends, everybody.
No
You're
problem.
Throwing dirt bombs. The second that first pure rock flew over the top and you just heard that
clunk.
Someone got hit on the head with a rock, you'd start second guessing and being like, all right, maybe this isn't fun anymore. And you'd leave.
And then you'd
Some
move
people
on.
Would start leaving. Your numbers would start thinning out.
You go grab your bike and go for a ride.
Yeah, because you didn't want to get hit with a rock.
I don't want to get hit with a rock.
Dirt bomb in the head is like, shit, you know, poof.
Did you do the stick thing, too, where you kind of had rules like, okay, we're running out of dirt bombs, so we'll throw sticks, but they can only be as like wide as your, middle finger, let's say.
I don't know. My goal was always to have plenty of dirt bombs.
Really?
Oh, my military budget was way up there.
We went with sticks after we couldn't find any more dirt bombs. I remember it's like it was yesterday. And the same shit. You start off with rules like, okay, man, just small sticks. We can handle small sticks. And by the end of it, you're throwing things as wide as your arm at people.
Yeah, big logs are going over the top. We had a 6-foot stockade fence in the back that you couldn't see through.
That's crazy.
So which really hampered negotiations.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because you only heard like these, hey, no throwing rocks. Screw you, you started throwing rocks. We never throw a rock. There was one in a dirt bomb, maybe, but I was going, fuck you. Well, and then the war starts again.
Fuck your government.
So if you couldn't see the face of your enemy, it made it that much easier to just lob whatever you could over the top. If you had a little, you know, post and rail fucking 4-foot fence, the guy's right in front of you.
So that's what is going on in Cairo.
Yeah.
In this square.
It has turned to a rock.
How do you pronounce the square? Tahrir?
Tahrir. Yeah, it has something to do with freedom.
Freedom Square.
I don't know what it is. Aren't they all, though? Freedom Square. Why does a complete lack of freedom always happen in something called Freedom Square?
I couldn't get enough of the camel guys.
Camel jockey guys are
great.
And
that's when you realize it's going to take a lot. Many, 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 many more decades before we get along with the rest of the world. We can't relate to a guy on a camel with a whip. Imagine you're walking around Times Square, all of a sudden a guy comes through on a camel
riding a camel whipping people. You'd be like, what? Really? Really? Is that happening?
How does that happen?
Is that happening? It looked like some out of Lawrence of Arabia.
I didn't even know you could ride a camel in that way.
Fast.
I had no idea.
Like you'd lumber on a camel. Blurt,
right.
Blurt, you know.
No
just
idea.
Take
they
a little
can move
ride.
Like that.
That guy was fucking in a full gallop.
No problem. He knew how to handle a camel.
On a camel.
Can you handle a camel if someone said, we're going to war, get your camel and get out there?
I could probably sit on a camel and take one of those dumb pictures in front of the pyramids. But as far as full gallop on a camel as you're whipping people, no.
Yeah, you got to whip, too.
I'm out, yeah.
Not only do you have to keep your balance on the camel and those weird humps, like
He's
where the fuck
do you even
sit? He's in
between the giant humps.
Is that where he was?
He was in between the big humps, just kind of bouncing back and
I thought you were supposed to
forth.
Sit on the hump.
Nah, that hump is
kind of like
a little gooey.
See,
I think
didn't even
inside.
Know that.
Yeah, they store their water in there.
Yeah.
It's
I
amazing.
Kind of knew that, I guess, but I thought there was some kind of hard shell.
No, they sit like in that trough
there.
Between the hump.
Oh, that seems like it would be easier than a saddle.
Well.